Hey everybody, I'm back so soon, right away, but I've had a question gnawing at the back of my brain cell here. And see, he's back visiting again, motorcycle is. He's just riding around the whole little block area. This almost the similar block pattern that we walk. He goes around 137th and Trail, and I believe I've seen him on Jenny. And so, anyway, anytime it's a nice day, he's out riding his motorcycle. But now we're going to switch gears to another vehicle or vehicles. Now I'd like, you know, basically your opinion on something. I would like to know who does not like being left alone in a running car. And I would definitely love interaction on this. I do not like being left alone on a running car, or in a running car. I don't think I would like being left alone on a running car, for obvious reasons. If it's moving, then there would be no real way to stay on the running car. So anyway, never mind that. But in a running car, and somebody goes off into the store, and the keys are in the ignition, so then that means you're kind of tied to that car, to me. And this is just my opinion. Now remember, this comes from somebody who has anxiety disorder. A lot of people do think I worry about nothing, but hey, if it's nothing, then it's nothing. But if it's something, then I'd rather not be alone and have some support. So here goes. I do not like being left in a car all by myself for several reasons. First, somebody has the key in the ignition, and I'm hearing more and more stories about carjackings. To me, that isn't a good idea, not a good thing at all. Secondly, I don't like the idea of fire or other mechanical issues happening that I feel like I would not have any control over. And so, you know, not really knowing where I was or how to implement any plan for getting out, I don't really like that. And then, too, I wonder how observant are sighted people, you know, especially if they're going into the store or into a business, and meanwhile, outside, their car is having issues. So, no, that's never happened, but I have been in cars with mechanical issues before, and I've been in cars where it's been shorting out with the radio, and then the car horn beeps, and the signal lights go on, and it just goes intermittently, and it's like, okay, that makes me a little nervous. And if I knew kind of more of what plan to set up for myself if something weird goes on, you know. And you don't have much time to get out if there is a fire. So I would really just rather not be left in a car alone running. I don't even like being left alone on those TriMet Lift buses. I've heard some of them catch fire sometimes or whatever. And I just don't really, I don't want to be alone if something goes down. Now, I don't mind if Todd and I are on the bus, because definitely calmer heads prevail, and, you know, I'm sure he would think of a plan or something. I'm not sure, but just being in it together with somebody is good, you know. And, you know, I wanted to kind of discuss that and see who thought what about it, and, you know, I try not to find things to worry about. I mean, my grandma, honey, she would worry about anything, but I do not like fire. I don't care where the fire is, how the fire is, or what. If it's not in its contained place, if it's not in a proper place, I don't like it. Nobody does, but I really don't like it. And I think part of that has something to do with maybe not being able to see. Again, feedback is welcome. And so I just kind of also wanted to know what to tell people that were like poo-pooing me and, oh, you worry too much and blah, 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 and going off and leaving the car running. I've actually been in cars where people thought it was a cool idea to fill up the car with gas while it was running. And if I get upset or anxious about that, I hear about it. And it makes me feel frustrated. I really would rather not be in a car where they are running, you know, filling up the gas with the motor running. I think that's stupid. It's asking for getting hurt. And I don't feel like being a, you know, a captive audience to that. And I don't want it. I mean, you don't have a chance. If something happens, it's going to go kablooey in 1 second and you're gone. That's it. And, you know, I think we just need to be wise about stuff. And if it says not to start, you know, run the car with the gasoline being filled up, you know, you need to abide by that and not do that, you know, obey the rules. So...